Welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. Free agency and the new league year are rolling. The Vikings have been busy, and you've sent a lot of questions. Let's get right to them. The first one comes from Zach in Minneapolis. Do you think Mike Wallace can be a legitimate number one receiver in the Vikings offense, or will he reassume his deep threat role that he had in Pittsburgh? I don't think you'd see the Vikings make as big an investment as they have in Mike Wallace if they didn't think he could be the number one receiver. But going back to Wallace's days in Pittsburgh, take a look at these stats on the screen, not only in Pittsburgh, but also in Miami. Those stats are stats of a number one receiver. Mike Wallace has the pass production and has the current ability to be a legitimate number one wide receiver. He's not just a one-trick pony. The guy can do it all. He can take a short catch into a long gain. He can run down the field and take the top off the defense. You can hand it to him in the end around. You can throw it to him in the screen game. Mike Wallace can do a lot of things for the Vikings offense, and I'm looking forward to watching it next season. The next question comes from Sam. With the signing of Mike Wallace and the release of Greg Jennings, does Minnesota still pursue a wide receiver early in the draft? Well, I think the addition of Mike Wallace does not preclude the Vikings from pursuing a receiver early in draft. It would not surprise me if a receiver was the pick at number 11. It wouldn't surprise me if the Vikings moved back up into the first round as they've done the last three seasons and took a receiver there. And it wouldn't surprise me if they took a receiver with a second round pick. I think the Mike Wallace addition is a big one for this offense, but I don't think it solves all the needs at wide receiver. I wouldn't be surprised if the Vikings still go high on a wide receiver. The next question comes from YC in Denver, another wide receiver question. Do you think Adam Thielen has shown enough to not only make this year's roster, but have a higher position on the depth chart? Well, I think he's done all that he could do so far. He's made an impact not only on offense, but on special teams with a blocked punt touchdown last season. He could even be a punt returner if the Vikings were in a pinch there. I think he has more work to do if he wants to move up the depth chart, but so far so good for Adam Thielen. I think he's going to be a guy who's in the mix all offseason and all of training camp going in to next preseason. The next question comes from Steve in the United Kingdom. With us not signing any of the top or middle-rated free agent left guards, does that mean we are taking a left guard in the first round of the draft? No, I don't think it means they're going to go with an offensive lineman in the first round. It's rare for teams to address the interior of their line in the first round, but it does happen from time to time. Not taking a high priority free agent at left guard does not mean the Vikings will take one early in the draft. Time will tell. The next question comes from DJ in California. With running back Matt Asiata leaving much to be desired from a yards per attempt standpoint, what assets specifically did the franchise see in him to bring him back? Versatility. I think that's Matt Asiata's best trait. You can line him up as a running back where he had 9 rushing touchdowns last season. I think he's bulky enough to be a fullback in a pinch. If you're weak at the fullback spot, you can put him in there. But maybe most notably when it comes to versatility is if you're not using Matt Asiata as your starting running back, you can play him on all sorts of phases in special teams. So I think the Vikings trust him. I think Mike Prefer trusts him on special teams. I think Norv Turner trusts him on offense. That's why Matt Asiata is still a Viking. The last question comes from Tim. Can you see any of our second and third tier guys stepping up and challenging for starting positions this year? Let's go to Audie Cole. Is this the year that Audie Cole wins the starting middle linebacker job? It could be. He's flashed quite a bit the last couple of seasons when he's had to play for injured players, and this could be the offseason that Audie Cole takes a huge step forward and earns a starting spot in Mike Zimmer's defense. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. Thanks for watching, and remember to submit your questions because we'll be back for another edition of the Pick 6 next week. Submit those questions right here to this email address at the bottom of the screen. And remember to click around Vikings.com. We have film studies of new Viking Mike Wallace and of the best safety in this year's draft class, Landon Collins out of Alabama.